This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Download the podcast, Black and Abdallah, on the ESPN Chicago app. Right there on the app, you can listen to all the podcasts here at the station.
It just turns on. Like, you open it up, and it's like, whoa, it's playing. Like, you don't have to click anything. You just open it up, and then you can hear, take that, take that.
But if you want to hear us, you can click on something to hear the podcast for Black and Abdallah.
Yeah, when we're done. I'm talking, like, right now.
Oh, yeah, when you open it, it plays. It's great.
When you open it, it plays. Fantastic. If you want to find the podcast, the Golf Pod is up, a golf podcast. If you want to, I think this week Carmen Yurko did it again. Yep. And talked about the return of golf. Next week we get a PGA event.
Pretty exciting.
So, yeah, download that. Download, subscribe, tell a friend, as I say.
Can I give you a 6-second take on golf? What have you been waiting for, golf? You could have been playing the whole time. That's my take.
It was only 4 seconds.
Okay. So Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. You can find all of our NBA backstory podcasts right there on the Black and Abdallah section on the ESPN Chicago app. What these are individual segments where we talk about one story, one highlight, one game in NBA history, and kind of give you a little bit of a backstory on that game. Today's edition, we are taking a look at the 2000 Western Conference Finals, Game 7, the Los Angeles Lakers going against the Portland Trail Blazers. It was a fantastic game. And really, when you look at this contest and you kind of start to look through the different numbers and you turn on the telecast and you watch it, I watched the game yesterday. It's insane to me how many good players are on the bench for both of these teams. Obviously, this is the first title run for the Lakers in that three-peat with Shaq and Kobe. Their starting lineup, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Glenn Rice, Ron Harper, AC Green. So you have a bunch of old guys mixed in with Kobe and Shaq who are young, right? Then you go to the bench, Robert Horry, Brian Shaw, Rick Fox, Derek Fisher, all coming off the bench for the Lakers, all legitimate players in their title run going forward. Then you go to the Portland side of things, Rasheed Wallace in his prime, an older Scottie Pippen after his run with the Chicago Bulls, Steve Smith, who had his time with the Hawks, Arvydas Sabonis towards the end of his career, and we know that he was a legendary player before he even came to the NBA. And Damon Stoudemire, who was awesome with the Raptors, Rookie of the Year, to start his career. But basically, Portland, outside of Rasheed Wallace, who they didn't even draft from the first point, they're just a collection of vets that were put together and became this team. And their bench, Detlef Schrempf, Bonzi Wells, Brian Grant, Jermaine O'Neal, Greg Anthony. Like both benches legit in this matchup. And then it was a 7-game series, a really fun series as well.
I was so torn about this series because I kind of wanted Scottie to go to the Western, to the finals to say he could get another
with his own team.
Yeah. But then also I was like, nah, I don't want him to do that because like, I don't want him to have won one without Jordan. And I also loved Kobe. So I wanted Kobe to go to see that Kobe and Shaq come to fruition and win a championship with them. So like I was very conflicted during this series. Be like, yeah, Scotty, all right, no, Lakers, okay, all right. Well, let's just hope both teams have fun. It turned into one of those things. And I was like, oh, I just hope for 7 games. And you got a 7th game. You got a great 7th game.
I distinctly remember back then I loved Rasheed Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Damon Stoudemire. And obviously a big Scottie Pippen fan. For the Lakers, I loved Kobe. I could not stand Shaquille O'Neal.
Really?
In the first title run, like now I appreciate what he did. But back in the day, I couldn't stand him because I just thought he was bully ball. And I didn't think that he had the skill set that we saw from previous great centers. You know, because we were just coming off the David Robinson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning days. So now Shaq's there just pushing everyone out of the way. And you saw that in Game 7. Like, basically, the Blazers, Jermaine O'Neal, Brian Grant, Sabonis, they all had their cracks and just picked up fouls on Shaq throughout the game. So we get to Game 7. The game was on NBC, the NBA on NBC. Bob Costas gets you started with the intro.
The Portland Trail Blazers and LA Lakers have each played nearly 100 games this year. They've split 10 meetings head-to-head. including 3 wins apiece in this Western Conference final. For one of them, it ends tonight. Game 7, the game which is always decisive and nearly always dramatic. By all accounts, this has been Shaquille O'Neal's best season. But history's account of his career will depend in large part on championships won. Rasheed Wallace has battled the Lakers and sometimes himself, averaging 22 a game while trying to harness his fiery emotions. Kobe Bryant is one of the game's most spectacular young talents. But will he be at his best in his first Game 7? The coaches, Mike Dunleavy, the psychology major from Brooklyn, and Phil Jackson, the Zen master from Montana. Scottie Pippen, a man not content with 6 titles, looking for his first outside Michael Jordan's shadow. He's willed Portland back from the brink of elimination, sometimes with his mere presence. For each of them, it's down to one game. Just one game now. Game 7, next.
Is the NBA on NBC. The 2000 playoffs. Tonight, it's the Portland Trailblazers versus the Los Angeles Lakers.
So there you go, the intro to the Game 7 Western Conference Finals. Did you notice the music, since we got to the 2000s, how it's different than the 90s?
Okay.
Like, they tried to listen to this
they
little
jazzed,
jam.
They jazzed
listen
it up a little bit.
Listen to the jam under Casas to start.
The Portland Trailblazers and L.A. Lakers have each
still
played
got a little
nearly
bit of a
100
90s flair to it.
It's so weird.
So when you started playing it, I was like, okay, Costas, the intro, the great intro like we heard when we started doing this during The Last Dance. And I'm like, oh, they were still doing this in the year 2000. Like, that's pretty recent. And then I thought to myself, nope, that was 20 years ago.
The Portland Trailblazers and L.A. Lakers.
Oh, we are so old.
Oh, yeah.
Very old. So old.
Yeah.
So old.
When we look at the game itself, back and forth in the first half, in the third quarter, the Blazers start to pull ahead. In the start of the fourth quarter, Bonzi Wells makes 2 free throws with 10:28 left in the fourth quarter. The Blazers are up 15, 75-60. The story of this game, though, is the comeback from the Lakers at home, which, by the way, if you want to make fun of the Lakers crowds now for being sleepy celebrities, watch that game at Staples Center. People are losing their minds in this fourth quarter. It was pretty cool to watch. Then we get to the final minute or so of the game when we see Kobe take over, and then the legendary alley-oop from Kobe to Shaq.
Bryant made 2, Wallace missed 2, Lakers by 2. It's Kobe again. A 20-point swing. Once down by 16, they lead by 4. Exactly a minute remains. Pippen for 3. Rebound O'Neal. Portland has 3 timeouts left. The Lakers have 2. Bryant to Shaq. Bryant's 2 free throws and then a jumper gave the Lakers a 4-point lead. And now his assist to Shaquille O'Neal makes it a 6-point difference with 41 3/10 seconds left. LA has outscored Portland 25-4 in the last 9 minutes and 50 seconds.
So then the Lakers come all the way back, down 15 in the fourth quarter. They win. They beat the Blazers in the contest. And the final box score, Kobe Bryant, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. Shaq only with 18, 9 rebounds, 5 assists in the contest. They also got 12 points from Ori off the bench, Shaw with 11 off the bench. The Blazers were led by Rasheed Wallace. He had 30. Scottie Pippen had 12, 18 from Steve Smith. But basically, that's what you have. And the Lakers win 89-84.
You look at the fourth quarter, 18 combined points from Kobe and Shaq, and then the famous alley-oop.
I mean, one of the classic highlights in all of NBA history.
That's why, Like, I understand why you didn't like Shaq, but he was so dominant when he played.
If, no, I know.
If he would have stayed in shape the entire season, think of how much, like, it's such an untapped, like, he's great, Hall of Famer, obviously. But
imagine
untapped talent because he just didn't stay in shape for the first half of the season.
What if he and Kobe got along?
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they didn't have a rift between the two of them and Shaq just, I mean, listen, Shaq went on to win another title with Miami. What if Shaq just stayed and was happy to be with Kobe? Like, that could have been a dynasty that could have gone 4 or 5 years. But I think that's why it's always important. You talk about Golden State. You talk about the last dance with the Chicago Bulls. After 3 years of this, it is almost impossible to then bound back together for year 4 and 5 and to continue to be that dominant and to keep all the egos in check. It's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
So that's today's NBA backstory. We have some others on Friday night. We talked about Derrick Rose winning the MVP in 2011. NBA backstories you can find on the ESPN Chicago app on the Black and Abdallah section.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.